This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. Former Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton, a champion of the military who served 17 terms in the U.S. House before losing a re-election bid in 2010, has died. He was 81. Skelton died Monday at Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington, Virginia, surrounded by family and friends, including longtime colleague Russell Orban. The cause was not immediately released, but Orban says Skelton entered the hospital a week earlier with a cough. The Lexington, Missouri native was a Democrat and former chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Skelton lost to Republican Vicki Hartzler in 2010 in western Missouri's 4th Congressional District. The former director of Missouri's Unemployment Benefits Agency says she was discriminated against when she was fired by Governor Jay Nixon's administration earlier this year. Marshall Griffin has details.
Gracia Backer was replaced in March as director of the Division of Employment Security within the Missouri Department of Labor. That action occurred at the same time that Nixon appointed Labor Department Director Larry Redmond to a different job. Documents provided to the Associated Press show Backer has filed a discrimination complaint with the Missouri Commission on Human Rights. The complaint claims Baker was fired after raising concerns that Redmond was discriminating against her and other older and female employees. Redmond told the Associated Press that he did not discriminate against Backer. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The governor's office never announced why Backer was replaced as division director. UM President Tim Wolf has appointed University of Missouri System General Counsel Steve Owens to serve as interim chancellor. Early Monday, university officials also announced Mike Middleton will serve as deputy chancellor and transition executive. UM System spokesperson John Fougere says Owens' previous experience serving as interim president of the University of Missouri System makes him a good choice for this position.
His experience in serving in that role while not being considered for the position makes him uniquely qualified to serve in a similar interim capacity at MU.
Fougere says the university's search for Chancellor Brady Deaton's replacement is still on schedule. The search committee and recruitment firm are in the process of narrowing down candidates to start formal interviews. More than 366,000 people attended the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia this year, an increase of over 3% compared to last year. Director Mark Wolf says the increase has had a, quote, ripple effect on the fair's revenue-generating streams and has helped solidify the annual event's financial footing. In a written statement released Monday, he credited the increased attendance to great weather combined with gate promotions and special celebrations such as Military Appreciation Day. The 2013 Missouri State Fair was also hit with negative publicity after a rodeo clown donned a mask of President Obama during a bull riding event. Columbia voters will decide next Tuesday whether to approve a $32.3 million bond issue to repair the city's aging sewer system. The city would pay for the bond issue over the next 5 years by adding about $3 a month to the average customer's bill. Aaron Keyes is the acting engineer supervisor for the Sanitary, Sewer, and Stormwater Utilities Department. She says customer rates will increase even more if voters reject the bond issue.
In order to do the same proposed projects without the bond issue, we would need to raise the rates about 38%.
Keyes says those projects mostly consist of maintaining older sewer lines. Some of the city's sewer lines have aged past the century mark, but Keyes says they were designed to last no more than 80 years. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says constantly talking about higher taxes and unknown health care costs is no way to encourage job creation. KBIA's Catherine Wilkins reports.
U.S. Senator Roy Blunt discussed health care and job creation with local officials and employers in Moberly on Saturday afternoon at the Bank of Cairo in Moberly. Blunt says job creation should be the number one priority of the federal government.
I'm hopeful that the last 3 weeks or so are a little bit of shock therapy to the federal government, that people say, now look, in a democracy, nobody gets exactly what they want. Let's try to collectively figure out what we can agree on that's the best for taxpayers and the best for the country.
Education and health care were also topics the senator discussed at the event. Catherine Wilkins, KBIA News.
There are fewer Missouri offenders in solitary confinement because of a new program at Potosi Correctional Facility. KBIA's Lee Ann Denyer has this report.
The idea is to get prisoners in solitary confinement out of solitary confinement. Potosi's new reintegration unit is working with offenders to reduce their behavior violations. Medical staff and prison officers are using art therapy, education, and counseling opportunities as parts of customized programs for the offenders. George Lombardi is the director of the Missouri Department of Corrections. He says bringing a diverse group of prison workers together to provide input is what is driving the success of this program.
There's the uniformed correctional officers, the chaplain, the medical staff, the mental health staff, the administrators, and volunteers have come together to to work on a case-by-case basis of trying to find ways in which they can get to these individuals to make them change their behavior.
He says the work of the unit is risky, but the payoff has been worth it.
But these are the most egregious, assaultive, self-destructive individuals in our system that they are working with, and they're making these transformative changes in their behavior, or helping them make those transformative changes.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has awarded the unit with an Innovation Award. The annual award is given to teams of Missouri employees who creatively improve existing programs. Wanda Sini is Community Outreach and Marketing Director for the Missouri Office of Administration. She believes the award will not only improve practices here in Missouri, but across the country.
The information and data is shared online within state government and other states so that they can review and assess and see what we're doing and perhaps mirror this process and program.
The reintegration unit is currently working with 24 selected inmates. A number of the offenders have already successfully reintegrated out of solitary confinement and into the prison population. Leanne Denyer, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.